I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and you'll find out why. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. I love TuneIn. American Forces Radio, gals and guys, you stay healthy. We're on Sports Byline, Sports Map, and of course, radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mark Mancini will join us, and he is the world's worst sports handicapper. Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, will be with us. Jeff Ellinger, who teaches sports business at USC Annenberg, will be with us. And of course, we'll play some Barron sports trivia. We'll find out if Art, at 126 years of age, can answer these questions. But so much to talk about. But I want to go back to last weekend in the National Football League. Why? Well, let's see. There were a couple games that might have had weather problems. For example, Pittsburgh and Buffalo, they moved that from Saturday to Monday. And it was tough. There was no question about that. Another game, though, also was tough, and it wasn't moved. Kansas City, yes, the Chiefs, ended up being minus 27 wind chill factor for the Chiefs in that game against Miami, but it wasn't moved. Now, why wasn't it moved? Well, let's see. The NFL received $110 million from NBC to keep it just on Peacock. I'm going to repeat that now. NBC gave Roger Goodell $110 million to keep it on Peacock, which means that down the road, CBS is going to give $110 million for Paramount, and ABC will give $110 million for Hulu, and there'll be games that you can't have every single streaming service. We've got, my wife and I have four. We have DirecTV. What else do you want from us? Blood? I can't take it anymore. I really can. That's the only reason they didn't move that game was Peacock, because Peacock paid Goodell. Goodell makes, what, $75 million? There, they made his money. They're fantastic. Email us. Agree, disagree. I don't care. SportsFredAO.com, SportsFredAO.com. Also want to talk about this. Really upsets me. Gavin Newsom, governor, California, is about to veto a new law that the state assembly is going to send to him, stating that you can't play tackle football unless you're over 12 years of age. Now, why would he turn that down? Well, 2028 is not that far in front, and maybe Biden will drop out in 2024. Newsom wants to be president. He doesn't want to be considered too liberal. All right, you call us immediately. You email us immediately at sportfred@AOL.com. Back with more right after this.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla-deal. That's right, holla-deal. Staples holla-deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla-deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23. In-store only. See associate for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, The Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
Hey, I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I could finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. Email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Art Source with us from Galaxy Sports in Pennsylvania. Hopefully, Mark Mancini will unmute his machine and we'll be able to talk to him. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot, Art. I open up show saying, basically, I believe the only reason they didn't move the Kansas City game was because of Peacock paying, NBC paying for Peacock $110 million to the NFL. You agree or disagree?
That's 110 million reasons not to move the game. You hit it right on the head, Fred. The NFL is all about money. It's all about, hey, and like you said, with a commissioner making $75 million a year, they took care of him and came out with even an extra $35 million. They didn't really care about the poor people in the stands at Arrowhead freezing. They didn't care about the players. You know, frozen sushi for the Dolphins is what it felt like to me. And, you know, it did affect the game, Fred, if you really look at it. I mean, you know, it reminds me of the old Ram teams, even some that I played on, where we would go to Minnesota in the mid-late 70s, and did we really want to be there? Not really. and it showcased itself. And then the one year we get home field advantage, it rains like the Dickens in the Coliseum, and it's like a swimming pool against the Vikings. So the best laid plans of mice and men, and like we talk about, Fred, eventually you're going to see the NFL, and they're already starting to do it. They raised the price from DirecTV to YouTube this year for the package. Everything's going to go up. And at what point in time does the consumer with two kids, a wife who wants to take his kid to the game, is he priced out of the existence of going and watching a great basketball, baseball, or football game?
All right, that's 2024. 45, 50 years ago, my uncle went on our roof. We put a high gain antenna up so we could get San Diego and Santa Barbara stations. Put a rotor and we could move the
whole
thing.
When they blacked us out on Monday Night Football or whatever.
And when I got, so I could get the Ram games from San Diego. Okay. I even got the one time on CBS wasn't carrying anything here locally on Channel 2 from the San Diego station, KFMB Channel 8. I got the 6-touchdown game for Gale Sayers.
Yeah,
so I was like
go.
The only
against the Bears.
Yeah,
you know, and the 49ers and it's old Soldier Field. That was not Soldier Field. It was Wrigley Field. Yeah.
So then I get to junior high school and high school, and friends started driving up to Bakersfield to do it. And I could get the game at home, but I, you know, it was fun to drive up there. So we, you know, Bakersfield's about 120 miles from LA, so we'd find a restaurant 60 miles away, and they'd be carrying the Bakersfield station, Channel 29, the CBS affiliate. We got the Rams games then. So that's, folks, I just want you to understand, if you're 30 years of age or younger, things have definitely changed. I mean, so it's not like there was one time Al Davis, I'm doing Dodger talk and sports talk on KABC radio in Los Angeles. And I said, I don't think that the peristyle seats should count against the blackout, because they wouldn't show you the game if it wasn't blacked out, if it wasn't totally sold out. So honest to God, Al Davis had a exterminator call me and he said, I heard you wanted to be exterminated. So for the next 2 weeks, I tell George Green, the general manager, they had police following me to and from work every single day because I mentioned that the peristyle end should not count against the blackout. Art, you've been at the Coliseum many, many, many times more than me. You think the peristyle end should have counted against the blackout?
You're so far from the field there, Fred. The only person that could play out there would be your buddy Duke Snyder. He's the only one that could be out there that far away from everything. Yeah, because you're like 45 yards behind the goalpost. And, I mean, those seats, you know, they might have been good in the 32 Olympics, but I don't know what those seats are all about.
All right, let me ask you a question as a former player. I'm watching the Miami-Kansas City game. It's 23-7, and Kansas City kicks a field goal. Miami kicks a field goal, and it's 23-10. And that's but Kansas City committed a foul. So now the Miami Dolphins have a choice to make. Take the 3 points or make it 4th and 5. And so they took the 3 points off the scoreboard. And I don't care what analytics say. You don't take those points off, and I'll tell you why. Motivation. You get within 2 touchdowns at that point, you think you have a shot.
Yeah,
but it's
exactly.
23-7, you're 16, it's very tough. So a comment on that.
Hank Stram, who I think was a very, very underrated Hall of Fame coach, when he was a broadcaster, he always said you're only 2 big plays away from changing this game. A 13-point lead, and you saw how easily, I mean, Tyreek Hill got open on that one touchdown. You know, and my question again is, how strong is Tua's arm? Because it didn't seem like he was throwing the ball with any zip, floating it. And I understand the conditions, Fred. I mean, God only knows. I've never been in 24 below zero temperatures trying to kick field goals or do whatever. But I didn't like their game plan. They ran the ball effectively at times. But it seemed like, you know, when they scored that touchdown, we're talking Al Davis, you have to vertically challenge the field. If you have that kind of speed on that team, you need to get Mostert out. You need to get a Kane out on the run, throwing passes to him. Catch Tyreek Hill on a slant pattern where he can go and just keep running. And I thought Andy Reid really outcoached what they're calling a really young, you know, future brilliant guy. I didn't see it. And I understand the conditions. We're all against Miami in many ways. And they had a lot of injuries as well.
All right. You're listening to Sports Overtime America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. He is Art Source. I am Fred. And hopefully Mark will unmute himself so we can actually hear him on tonight's show. There's so much to talk about. Again, I opened up talking also about Gavin Newsom, the liberal governor of California. There's an assembly bill that's going to come in front of him, and he already said he's not going to sign it. The bill says you can't play tackle football until you're over 12 years of age. Now, scientists have said 14, your head is like compacted, so it's, you know, stronger. I don't understand, other than for political reasons, the so-called liberal governor has to sign that. If I'm a parent, well, we've asked this question, Artie, if you had a 12-year-old son, you would say no. Mike Ditka said no. He wouldn't let his kids play football. Why wouldn't you tell me another reason besides politics that Gavin Newsom wouldn't sign this?
Well, because there's so many football fans, and that would probably affect his ability to get elected in 2028 or maybe 24, the way things are going. I'm telling you, it all comes down, if you look hard enough in a lot of roles, a lot of decisions that politicians make, it just comes down to simple votes. It's so sad. And I think if you asked him in his heart of hearts whether a kid 12 years old is ready to get whacked, I don't think he'd say they are. And I know from my own background, I played linebacker in high school. I played on the the opponent's team at USC and, you know, had guys like Anthony Munoz and Marvin Powell blocking me. I didn't want to hang out there very long. And I was like 20 years old. I was a big guy. But, I mean, the bottom line is you can't get thumped in the head like these guys are getting thumped in the head. And especially at a young age, it's not good. And you can learn all the fundamentals, the plays, everything, the stances, in shorts, in shimmels, with flags on. And it's a great game. The game's not that much different. Matter of fact, if you watched the NFL last weekend, the tackling looked like they were playing flag football. Everybody was grabbing and sliding, and nobody, you know, squared up. The biggest hit of the weekend was Mahomes hitting the safety at the goal line where he cracks his helmet. That was, I mean, that was, they didn't call a penalty on that.
All right, we're talking sports right here on Sports Overnight America, which makes sense, I presume. I think I told you the story on the air, but I'm going to tell it again. I played from the age of six, I played touch football. In the age of 9, 10 in Culver City, they changed the flag. I was damn good. I wasn't fast, but I was very quick. I always played tailback wide receiver, and I always was the guy that returned punts or kickoffs and things like that. And the 1 year I played Pop Warner, the coach said right away, you have to protect your part of your body that is the most delicate of all. And I was a smart aleck kid. So I said, they're not going to hit me because I'm too quick. Oh. And now I swore to God, first practice kick on a punt, they're kicking to me. I got hit so hard, I thought I was going to die. I learned a lesson there. After that, even in any game I ever played, I protected that delicate part of your body. But Art, any comments?
Well, I was playing linebacker against Los Alamitos my senior year in high school. And I was much like you. You know, I wasn't real worried about that. You know, I was going to deliver the blow. And I'm going up against big Jimmy Maine, who wound up playing tackle at UCLA. And he had me, and we're back and forth. And he kind of slams me, and he comes down head first with his helmet right there, right? And I'm like, oh, my God. I could not move. The most excruciating pain ever. And, I mean, I came off the field, and I'll never forget Coach Pizzica. What's wrong, Artie? I said, I squeaked out something, right?
All right, email us, sportsfred@ao.com. sportsfred@ao.com. We'll come back with Barron Sports Trivia and 126-year-old Art Source will attempt to answer easy questions, but fun questions, I think, right here on Sports Overnight.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Overnight America. And folks, it's very, very cold here in California, Southern California. And perhaps that's why Mark Mancini keeps muting out. So hopefully he will join us on Barron's Sports Trivia because, again, he's the world's worst sports handicapper. And he's a lot of fun in Barron's Sports Trivia. Meanwhile, Art Source and I will do it. Now, Art's problem is he's 126 years of age. So Art's got to take legal medicinal products every week to stay up this late and answer some of these questions. So, Art, what are you taking this evening?
Well, I've got this new thing called Forebrain, which, you know, I really like it. It's a nootropic. It's a formula that's patented. And I've been about a week now, and I still have my old, you know, laser focus, focus factor, and Prevagen. But I have noticed that things are going real good. I mean, I'm able to remember things when I go upstairs and say, what am I doing up here?
But so yeah, things are going great. So my question is, do you have more streaming services or more medicinal products?
Oh, medicinal products. As expensive as the medicinal products are for my brain, the streaming services add up to more because, you know, like I got rid of the Philadelphia Inquirer subscription a couple months ago, and they keep billing me $21.90. And I try to call them, you know, once a week, and nobody wants to answer the phone in Philadelphia. So I finally just told my credit card, cut them off. So they sent me a new credit card. Now all of a sudden there's another bill on there for $21.60. And I'm like, my God. And you know, it's hard. Once they get you on one of those auto ships, it's hard to get off of it.
That's why I don't do it that way. I try not to do it.
I'm with you. I've learned my lesson.
Really? All right. Barron Sports Trivia. My favorite player growing up at a very young age was Ernie Davis of Syracuse. In 1959, my parents took me to the Coliseum against UCLA, and the Orange of Syracuse, the best team in America, or real close to the best team in America, I think beat UCLA like 35-8 or 36-8, something like that. But Ernie Davis became my hero. And then, of course, we know the story. In 62, I'm listening to Jim Healy, and he says, Jim Healy was the local great sportscaster here in Southern California, and he said, is it true that Ernie Davis really doesn't have mononucleosis? He's got something much worse. And of course, Ernie Davis passed away a year after that. Who drafted the great Syracuse running back All-American in the National Football League?
I want to say the Cleveland Browns.
Why the Cleveland Browns?
I remember a movie with Jack Lemmon. This is how it all comes back to me. I tie things to different things, but I'm going to go with Cleveland Browns.
What if I told you he would have been the first black player, African-American player on the Washington Redskins?
He was originally drafted by Preston Marshall,
George Preston Marshall, first pick in the draft. They traded him to Cleveland for Bobby Mitchell.
Okay, so that's how Bobby Mitchell. Okay,
who became the first African American player under George Preston?
So
Marshall.
Between Boston and Washington, those were the two places that were the last to really accept the black athlete as the great performers they were. Wow.
Yeah. All right, folks, you can email us sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Jim Brown, number 44. Ernie Davis, number 44. Who was next at Syracuse, number 44? Became a Hall of Famer.
One of my favorite all-time Broncos, Floyd Little.
Floyd Little
was probably the most underrated running back. You know, and I'm going to put Leroy Keyes in there as well. Another Purdue running back who was good. I mean, those two guys were excellent running backs. And, Floyd Little. Ray Malavasi's told me a lot of stories about Floyd Little because he and Jack Faulkner were actually co-coaches on those old Bronco teams in the 60s who had the vertical stripes. Do you remember the vertical stripes on their socks?
All right, we're playing Barron Sports Trivia, and hopefully Mark will unmute himself. Right now it's just Art Source and Fred right here on Sports Overnight America. Jim Brown was more than just an All-American football player. great actor he became, passed away last year in 2023. He also was an All-American in another sport. What sport was it?
It was the great sport of lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
I mean, they say that he was as great as he was as a running back, in top three in NFL history, no doubt about it. You know, you can argue OJ, you can argue a lot of great backs, you know, Walter Payton. But I will tell you, the people that I've talked to who saw him play lacrosse say that nobody had the speed, the moves, the power. I mean, wow, 6'3", 220 in that era. Wow, that must have been something to watch on the lacrosse field.
You ever watch the movie Dirty Dozen?
Yeah, I love it. When he's running across the parking lot.
And he was one of the smarter players too, from the point of view, 9 years, all kinds of records. I got hit enough. I'm quitting.
You know, I got to go to dinner with him once, Fred, with my good friend, Cedric Hardman. And Jim Brown was such a class act. I mean, and he had a lot of problems, things, you know, early in his career, but as he got older, he kind of mellowed and he was just a wonderful man. And I asked him one day, I said, you know, how would you have fared, you know, and this was in the 90s, how would you have fared in modern day football? He said, well, he goes, I'll tell you what, he goes, the defensive backs are still about the same size they were when I played. He goes, you know, I was a big guy and I'm still a big guy. He goes, I think I'd have been just fine. He goes, matter of fact, he goes, I could catch the ball really well out of the backfield. And he goes, they didn't use me very much in Cleveland in those days as a flat pass kind of guy. He goes, so I think I would have had a really great career if I'd have been, you know, a little bit later. I happen to agree with him.
All right. You're doing very well on Barron Sports Trivia. The medicine seems to be working. A few years ago, they made a movie about my favorite player, Ernie Davis. What was the name of the movie? If it's not regular mail, what is it?
It's not snail mail. It's
if it's faster than regular mail, what would it be?
Overnight.
Close, sort of.
Special delivery.
The movie was special delivery.
I remember watching the movie and it made me cry, and I don't remember that. It's eluding me.
The Express.
Express mail. Beautiful.
Syracuse in those years, the Jim Brown years, and then when Ernie started playing in 59, freshmen weren't allowed to play in 58 when he was a freshman at Syracuse. But 59, 60, and 61, the Orange of Syracuse were among the best teams in America, no question about it. And speaking about college football, you know, we laugh about this when we do the Sports Overnight America show. And there's a kid at the University of Miami named Cam McCormick who, folks, are you ready for this? Now,
this is unbelievable.
4 years for a degree.
Yep.
All right. So Dorian Thompson Robinson could have stayed at UCLA one more year. So he'd have made 7. This kid, Cam McCormick, folks,
Can we tell him it's nine years of college football?
9 years. Now explain that.
I know there's a COVID year involved there, but that's only 1 year. Then you have a hardship medical.
That makes six.
How do we get to nine?
When I read that, I said to myself, the whole world's going nuts. What about the NCAA making kids regular employees? What do you think about that?
You know, I think it's going to come down to a state by state deal. That's the real problem. And how are you going to have equity on the field if one state says it's okay to do this and another state says it's not okay to do this? You got the 12-team playoff coming. You got name, image, and likeness. You've got the transfer portal. The guys are going in and out of the portal now. It's like, seriously. You know, somebody gets brought into a team and the guy, I got to get out of here now. It's ridiculous, Fred. And I mean, my point is, if the coach leaves, you should have an opportunity to go. All right. I think if there's hardship, if your family doesn't have the right, you know, budget or the, you know, the wherewithal to, to help themselves out. I think you should be able to come out a little early, you know, but that should be in the rules. There should be one set of rules for every conference, for all the major teams. Otherwise, you're going to get into a situation that caused the Pac-12 to disappear off the face of the map because they couldn't get a TV contract. And yet the Big 10 and the SEC are getting $70 million a year, and UCLA and SC and Washington and Oregon are getting 9, 15, 20. You got to have a level playing field. And hopefully somewhere along the line they're going to do that. I'm not holding my breath. You can ask for Blue. I'll be over in the corner.
All right, take a break. And Art did very well on Barron Sports Trivia. We'll talk to Jeff Fellinger about sports media. He teaches sports media at USC Annenberg. That's where Art, of course, matriculated. I am Fred, and back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This report is sponsored by IBM. The climate crisis is one of our greatest challenges, and businesses play a significant role in minimizing environmental impact. According to a survey by the IBM Institute for Business Value, 86% of executives have a sustainability strategy in place, but only 35% have acted on it. With its ability to instantly analyze environmental data and optimize operations, generative AI can be a vital tool to turn sustainability aspirations into actions. In fact, 69% of organizations plan to increase their investment in generative AI for sustainability. Ode Abash, Global Sustainability Leader, IBM Consulting.
Data is the lifeblood of sustainability efforts, and generative AI can supercharge these efforts, making data operations better and more efficient, reducing costs, emissions, and waste, so organizations can reach both sustainability and financial goals.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. Email us at sportsfred@aol.com. And we've had Jeff Fellinger on many times here on Sports Overnight America. He teaches sports business media at USC Annenberg. And Jeffrey, welcome again to the show.
Thank you. Nice to join you in the Fantastics.
Such a kind comment. I love it.
we do a show on Believe called Fred and the Fantastics, and thank you for mentioning it, Jeff. Okay, so Artie and I, and hopefully Mark, all show long, we'll be discussing, of course, a lot of things in the world of sports. But the thing that bothered me the most of last weekend was the Peacock deal with NBC giving the NFL $110 million. And Jeff, they didn't change the date. They played the game, minus 27 degrees. We think it was because of only one reason, that $110 million. Your comments?
Well, you know, it's something that came up in my classes this week, and I guess I looked at it like, you know, just from, I'm trying to look at it from a business standpoint, and, you know, this is a partner, NBC is with the NFL, and spending, you know, somewhere in the millions or billions in this partnership. And they said, hey, can you give us a game? We can help grow the, you know, our streaming service. And so they're getting one game. There's going to be one stream game next year as well. You know, I thought for what they're charging, frankly, I expected them to charge more. I signed up for Peacock to get the game, and then thought maybe I'll keep it for a while because of the Olympics coming up. You know, it's $5.99, and you know, I was kind of explaining it to a friend of mine who was pretty upset about it. And I said, look, you know, it's not free when ESPN has the Monday Night Football package. I mean, you pay if a game is on cable of any kind. It's not a broadcast network. It's cable, and 30 years ago, people would have complained about the fact that it was on a cable network. Well, we got used to it, and now everybody just accepts it. It's fine, and I think this is just the early stages of that. And I said, I was at Starbucks when I was texting this, and I said, and by the way, the charge for Peacock for signing up, it's 50 cents more than the latte I just bought.
All right. Yeah, okay. All right. I opened the show talking about next up, Paramount to play the National Football League, $110 million, and they'll put just a game on Paramount. Hulu will, ABC will then pay for Hulu, the same kind of situation. So where does it end? That's the point. How many streaming services can you have? I'm paying $250 a month for DirecTV. We've got four streaming services. I mean, where does it end?
Yeah, Fred. No, it's a fair point, and my friend used almost the exact same words. He's paying $276, I think he said, a month. And when is enough?
Yeah, that's what I'm paying. That's what I'm paying at Verizon, Jeff.
Right, and likewise, Art. Likewise, I'm around the same number, and the issue is really the precedent, and will this cause, you know, even more experimentation with stream games and exclusively stream games? And are we heading to the point where we're, you know, pay-per-views down the road, if it's like we used to do, or, for big fights?
You know what I'm hoping for? I'm hoping for a la carte, where you can actually pick the 25 channels that you like, that you watch. I mean, hey, there's 1,000 channels, of which I watch probably 25 or 30 channels, to be perfectly blunt. So, you know, I mean, you can only watch one channel on one TV at a time. So, I mean, my question is, you know, is there going to be a time where you can go down and say, I want this, 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 and that, and you know, at least be able to have a bill that's manageable? I mean, under $100 with internet and some TV sounds great to me.
Well, Art, you know, it also sounds great, the idea of the a la carte option, except when you start adding up the ones that you know, the networks that you watch, mm-hmm. and it might be more than you think. And when you add it up, you're like, geez, it's adding up to be, you know, not exactly the, you know, the significant savings that you would have expected.
Have you noticed, Jeff, that a lot of the networks are fighting games with the actual cable carriers over, you know, the rights feed? I mean, we lost CBS in here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, for about 3 months. And then we lost Fox Sports down, you know, which broadcasts out of York, PA. So, I mean, there seems to be a constant turmoil over these contracts. And now, Jeff, you teach, you know, in college at University of Southern California, my alma mater. I'm an Annenberg School of Communications major. Diamond Sports Group now has come in and saved, or Amazon Prime Video has come in and saved the Diamond Sports Group from the six teams that were having trouble getting themselves back in the hunt. How does that all relate to this as well?
Yeah, no, that's also been an issue that's been front and center here, and a lot of the talk about where we're going with the, you know, the prices of, mm-hmm. You know, of cable
packages and what it costs regional sports networks have been a big deal. And it's, as we know, it's affected teams' ability to be active in the free agent market. It's really slowed the market down. You know, can't use it as the only excuse, but certainly a huge dip in, you know, the revenue coming in is going to impact those decisions. So, I think Amazon kind of coming to the rescue, probably saves almost all of the teams for this coming year. Things will still be up in the air. Baseball has sort of been the fallback. MLB has. If you can't work out a deal somehow with Diamond, then, you know, we'll move in like they did with the Padres last mm-hmm. season. It's in flux, and there's a lot of moving parts, and how it's all going to shake out, you know, it's hard to say. I'm going to have somebody from Diamond, from the Sinclair Broadcast Group in my sports tech class coming up in a week or so. And so I'll be curious where things stand, you know, with the whole process. But it's a volatile landscape. It's just, you know, it's what we're seeing. I think we'll get to a point where games that are streamed will have probably access to, you know, most of the platforms we need to get those. For a while, you're going to have, I think the NFL, I had somebody from the NFL in my class this week, and, you know, they know what a great thing that they have. You know, they're going to be careful in the moves they make. So, they dipped their toes into this to see how the streaming goes. It went pretty well. I mean, the numbers were like 23 million viewers.
Wow.
That included some broadcast was mixed into that. But
yeah, because I guess Kansas City and Miami got the feeds live on their regular stations.
Exactly, Art. So that was counted in. But that 23 million, that would have put it among the top 40 broadcasts from 2023. And as you know, the NFL had 93 of the 100 most watched broadcasts last year.
Right. Hey, hang on, Jeff. We're talking to Jeff Felinzer right here on Sports Overnight America, Art Source. Hopefully, Mark will rejoin us in a few seconds, a few minutes. So you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Jeff, you are now being heard and seen in some places by thousands of human beings. I'm going to put you on the spot. What year does a Super Bowl charge $50, $59, $79 to watch?
Yeah, I actually brought that issue up with my guest with the NFL this week in class, and not to a specific date. I think we're probably, I'm going to say maybe we're 15 years away from that.
I was going to say a decade. How long are the contracts written now for this next group of TV deals? How far do the Super Bowls go? Do you know?
Not offhand. The playoffs in college football take us into the early 2030s. I want to say about 2032.
Wow.
I'm not sure about the NFL. But
that would,
you know,
that would explain it all, probably.
Hey, guys.
You know,
happy to have Mark rejoining us. Jeffrey, let me ask you a question. The Los Angeles Dodgers spent $700 million on $700 billion. How much? I don't know. How much they spent?
$700 million on Ohtani.
$700 million on Ohtani. Okay.
Right.
They spent half of that on Yamato. Okay. That's fine. Now, Fan Day at Dodger Stadium, for the very first time, was always free. They're going to charge $10. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, I'm going to scream.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
If they can afford that, even if it's deferred, a fan, $10, a lot of money. You bring your wife and two kids, that's $40 going in. And then you always had to spend for concessions. So where does it end?
Yeah, it's a great point, really. I tend to see things many times through the eyes of, of management in these business decisions. I see what the thinking is. I'm thrilled about the Ohtani and Yamamoto signings. I have a few thoughts about that. as well. But no excuses here. There are none. There are none. When it's been free, when you're talking about families, when you're talking about a stadium that was filled to 90% capacity last year, I mean, it's not like you're going to go up much with even bringing Ohtani in. And, you know, this would have been a great way to just – you wouldn't have been making a statement because you've always done it this way, but you make a statement the other way by charging. But this would have certainly been a nice touch to have promoted.
Hey, now that we've brought this part up, Jeff, I have a question for you. Deferred contracts. Mm-hmm. We all, you know, knew about Bobby Bonilla and what a brilliant move he made back in the early 90s with the Mets. Now you see Ohtani sign a $700 million deal over 10 years, tied to a couple of executives on the Dodgers as well, yet $680 million of it is going to be deferred. Has that been okayed by the commissioner's office or the people who are in power?
It has. Yeah, they're okay with it, and I think it's great. Like, if you can get some – here's the point I keep making. People are saying, oh, look at – you know, it could really ruin things with – it's a loophole, allows the big spending teams to – well, no. Let's go back to the key point here in the element in the argument. How many players are willing to do this? If you can find someone who says, I would like to help build the best team possible around me. If by deferring my salary can do that, let's go. How many are willing to do that? He's going to make $70 million this year. He's owed $70 million. He's going to collect $2
million. Right.
So if you can find players who are willing to agree to those terms, more power to you. End of the player.
I happen to agree with you, Jeff. Hey, let me ask you one more question, Jeff.
Artie, we don't have time.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, we don't have time.
We're going to have Jeffrey back on. Jeffrey, thank you very much for appearing on Sports Overnight America. As usual, you're right on target. And 15 years, you say Super Bowl. Artie says 10. I'm going to say 12 and a half. All right. Back with
you. Right on, Jeff.
Thank you so much.
Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Sorry we didn't have Mark Mancini on. He muted his phone by accident, so he's even less technical than I am, and there's nobody less technically oriented than I am. So I don't know what's going on. You can email us at sportsfred@AO.com. Thank you, Jeff Ballinger, very much. All right, Art, Sunday's National Football League, Detroit, 6.5 at home against Tampa Bay. The over-under about 49. Who do you like?
You know, the more I look at this game, the more I see Baker Mayfield and Tampa Bay maybe not winning the game, but I think they might cover this spread. I think it's going to be a close game. I see possibly Detroit 24-21, 27-24. But, you know, in a game like that, one turnover here and there could cause the difference. And I was very impressed by the way Tampa Bay took care of the Eagles last Monday night. I mean, that was – I did not expect I thought they could win the game. I didn't think they'd dominate and beat them 32-9.
All right, Detroit last week against the Rams. Did that teach our Rams coach that you only get three timeouts per half?
In the worst kicker in football. Come on, you know, in playoff games, you gotta have when the games are even, it comes down to special teams. And then you had Mike Tomlin, who disappeared before the first half. Sam Martin, the punter and the holder, has a pulled hamstring, and he's letting the clock run down. When if he could force the guy to punt, they might get some decent field position. How many years, I asked this in one of my articles, does it take for an NFL coach to learn how to have clock management?
Unbelievable. All right. The other game on Sunday, Buffalo, and it's going to be very cold there. They're paying $20 to move away the snow to everybody out there. 2.5 over KC. Who do you like? We had about 30 seconds, Art.
Real quickly, this is one of those games where you might want to buy a point. Take Buffalo minus the 2.5 and take Kansas City plus the 3.5 and hope it hits right on three.
Or I like Kansas City. You get 120 or 125 for your 100.
On the money line,
I think I'll go with the money line and just have a hunch that they found their wide receiver in rookie
Reese.
Sure
looks like it.
And so, and Kelsey's not going to probably drop three passes in this one.
And can Josh Allen play another mistake-free game? That'd be five games in a row.
I don't believe that. All right. Thanks to Mario. Thank you to Art. Thank you to Jeff Ballinger. And thank you for 2 seconds of Mark Mancini. they tune all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.